Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Learning Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah discusses all the different Kriyas HaTorah that we have by the Yom Tovim. The Mishnah says, V'Pesach Karim V'Pashas Moed Ishal Teres Kainim. On Pesach, we read the Parsha of Yom Tovim that's in Vayikra, which is in Parshas Emor. It starts Mishari Kesev. Vatzer Shiva Shavuos, that's in Devarim, in Re'ei, starts from Kol HaBachar. Bereish Hashanah B'Chedesh Yishu Be'achad L'Chedesh, which is in Parshas Emor. The Yom Kippurim Acharemais, Parsha of the beginning of Acharemais, which talks about the Avoid of Yom Kippurim. Beyond the Rishon Shel Chag, Karim B'Parshas Moedesh B'Teres Kainim, like we have by Pesach, the Kriya, Parashas Emor of Shari Kesef, B'Shari Kol Yemais HaChag, and the rest of the days of Sukkot, for Karbonus HaChag. We have a Kriya in the Karbonus HaChag. So Tosfos tells the Chab that we have a minig to read the Karbonus HaChag on all the Yom Tovim. Pesach, Shuah, Sukkot, even though there are other Kriyas, like the Mishnah says the Kriyas, the Gemara says the minig of our Kriyas together with the minig of Yom Tov Sheni, but the Gemara never mentions anything about laning the Karbonus HaChag and Parshas Pinchas except over here on Sukkot, where you lane on the days of Chol HaMoed Sukkot the various Karbonus. Now she'enkein on Pesach and on Yom Tov of Sukkot, not Chol HaMoed but Yom Tov, and on Shavuos, we don't find anything about laning the Parsha of Karbonus. So Taisus says, actually, there's no makar in Shas to such a thing. It's in the Seder of Rav Amram is the first makar. And it seemed, the Rishayim say, it seemed to have been a minig that was started after the Chesimus HaTalmud. They started this minig. Taisus brings a smach from the Gemara later, which says, Amar Avram of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribay Nishal Olam, Mechas Rishalom, Yisrael Chaitim, Lefanav Atam Oislam, Gadar Amag, Badar Afloga, maybe you'll wipe out Kal Yisrael Kusachatoim. So, the Abish had told them, there'll be Karbanis, there'll be Mechaper on them. He said, Yibayin Shalom Tenech Mizman Shebe Samitish Kayim, Mizman Shebe Mizmish Kayim Ateyaleim. I'm like, if I can't tell him, say the Karbanis, because Mizman Shebe Karbin Malni Leim Kilim Akil Lefana, Karbin Omechal Ani Akol Aven Yisayim. So, you see that there is an Indian to read the say the Karbanis, and it is brought in the Gemara. The Karbanis, the Rishayinim bring to this Takan of the Gainim, and the Mordechai brings a Yerushalmi, which says that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we lane the Parsha of Re'eh in Kisisa, and then we lane, for the Haftarah, we lane the Parsha's Karbanis. So he says that's a Makar from the Yerushalmi, that you lane the Parsha's Karbanis. The other Yishayin HaMachariah didn't hold it was much of a Makar, because there could be Stumach Chol HaMoed Sukkot, where anyway there's a din to lane the Parsha's Karbanis every day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So on Shabbos, where we have another Kriya, to do the seven Gavri in a different Kriya, so it could be there the Yishalmi saying is that even though you're doing another Kriya, but still you have to also lane the regular Kriya of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, which is the Parsha of Karbanis. But there wouldn't be a Makar that not on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, on Yom Tov of Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, and on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach, where there would be no din stamazay to lane the Karbanis HaChag, that you'd lane the Karbanis HaChag. Interesting, the Rambam also brings his din, he brings it stam, he doesn't mention it's the Takana from the Gainim, and the Kesef Mishnah Ifanart says, he says as a makar to the Rambam, he brings the Gemara earlier, which says that in Rosh Chodesh and in Chanukah, which is Shabbos, you lane the Shita Gavri or the Shiva Gavri from the first Sefer Torah, and from the second Sefer Torah, you lane the Rosh Chodesh, or you lane the Chanukah, or both, if it's both Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. And he brings that as a makar to the Rambam. Lechayrit Shver, I saw in the Sefer Mefteich in the Rambam, the Salman asks Kasha, that's from Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, where there's a din of laning Minyan HaShleyim. On Chanukah you lane Pasha Tassim, and Rosh Chodesh you lane the Pasha of Rosh Chodesh, like the Mishnah says. So there the Gemara says it, when it comes out on Shabbos, you lane both, you lane the Kriya of Shabbos, and you also lane for the after the parish of Rosh Chodesh, the parish of Chanukah. Now, Shekin and Yom Tovim, you don't find Bechlal, there should be a takana to lane the parish of Karbanis, like Taisa says. So that Lechari can't be a Makar Bechlal, because that's when the Gemara brings such a takana by Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, and it was Bechlal not Niskayin takana with the regular Kriya of the Shabbos. Savada, there's a din. You have to bring another Sefer Torah to have the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Now, Shenken and Yontif, with the Etzim Takana of Inyan Hashem, was in Skyim through the regular Kriya, Vushdeit the Naya Takana to also lay the Karbana Sayyim. The Beis Yosef himself, in Simon Tov Pei Dalad, in Simon Tov Pei Ches, and in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Dalad, he says, Chloe, it's a Takana from the Gainim. He doesn't bring any Makari from Shas to it, like the other Rishayim say. Chloe, to say in the Rambam, the Rambam's bring down the Takana from the Gainim to lay in the second Sefer, the Karbanis. Taisus early in Daf Kav Gimel asked Akasha, why don't we do it on Shabbos? How come only on Yom Tov we lay in the Karbanis of the Yom Tov for the second Sefer? Why not every Shabbos? Why shouldn't we lay in the Karbanis of Shabbos on from another Sefer? So Taisus says three terutzim. First Teretz, he says, since the Makar is because you have to be Karin to say the Karbanis to be Mechaper, the Karbanis of all the Yom Tovim included a Chatos. So the Chatos was Mechaper. Mashenka, the Musaf of Shabbos, which is only two Kvasim of Eilais, there's only two Kvasim of Eilais and not Mechaper, so male, there's no din to lane the parish of Musafin of Shabbos. Second thing he says is because the parish of Musafin of Shabbos is only two Psukim. It's only two psukim, so you can't just lane two psukim. Elamite to lane from other parashias, but that's not minyan shliyim. We don't want to lane something which is not minyan shliyim. So Mel, they didn't bother laning a Shabbos altogether because you don't have much of an eitzah. There's only two psukim, and to lane from before or after, you're going to be laning not minyan shliyim. Third teretz he says is that there's a din that a Torah has to be from the kriya that you just finished with. The kriya that you just finished, that's the one that tells about the Torah, like we mentioned in the previous shiurim. So if you're going to say that, so if you would, on every Shabbos, lane the parsha of Musaf of Shabbos, so you're going to have to lane Aftera based on the parsha of Musaf of Shabbos that you said, so every single week will be the same Aftera. They didn't want every single week to have the same Aftera. So Mel, they didn't lane the Psukkim altogether. The way you could do the Aftera, main the Kriya, you can have every week Aftera, main the Kriya of that parsha. The Ran, over here, brings all these three Teretzim of Tesis, and he adds a fourth Teretz, and but Yom Tov, we anyway laning Minyan Shel Yom, so there, the Gaonim were Masakin, that as part of the Kriya of Minyan Shel Yom, we should also lane another thing Minyan Shel Yom, the Karbanah Shel Yom. Mashiach and Shabbos, what is Bechlal no din to lay Minyan Shel Yom, there's no din to lay Minyan Shel Shabbos altogether, he just laned the Terry Allah Seder, so Mel, they were never Masakin, stam to lane a Karban Musaf, Shabbos, just in the Velterain. It's only when there's already a Takana to lay Minyan Shel Yom, so the Meisif, another Kriya of Karbanis, it's also Minyan Shel Yom. Mashenka, when there's no din to lay Minyan Shel Yom, they're not going to go be Masak in a special Kriya for Musaf of Minyan Shel Yom Bechlal. Mishnah goes weiter, Bechanaki lane Benesiyim, in Bashis Nasei, Bepurim Ve'avei Amalek, Be'roshech Hadashim, Ilein Ve'roshech Hachechem, Hamadis Bais Ebereshis, Betaniyais, Brachis Ve'klolis. Rashi says, Brachis Ve'klolis is in Mechukaisai, the Teichacham. And that's to tell you that the reason why there's Puranis, the reason why there's punishments, is because of Chet. The male of people who do tshuva. Now, the Yishayim point out that Aminig is not to lay in Brachas and Klolos by Tainis, but to lay in the Kriya Vayachal Moshe. Taisus already in Daflam and Alam from Abayz, he brings that in the Banim of Taisus, he brings it when Naig that Alpi Masech the Seferim. And he brings it as an example that we don't always do what's in the Gemara. Sometimes the minute comes from other Sfarim, like the Masechta Seferim or the Psikta. That's a little schwer. If the Mishnah says Alacha that you have to lane Brachas HaKlolos by the Tainis, so what's the pshat that we could do like the Masechta Seferim? But the emphasis the Gemara itself brings, when the Gemara says each one of the different Kriyas, the Gemara brings from a Braisa, and then the Gemara brings the din, what's the din when we have Shnei Yom Tovim that we change Shagolias. And Abayi said in the middle of it, in Noag Alma, Lemikri Meshech Tayer Kadesh Bekasub Salm and Barish Lach Bukhra. That's his simon, his nemanik, that what you lay on Pesach, you lay on the first day of Pesach, Mishku Kulachem, and the second day of Pesach, we lay in Shari Kesav Eiz Vachuli. So it's different than what it says in the Mishnah, but it brings it, that's the minik. I saw in the Sefer Tilyani, he brings on the Sefer Shalmei Chagiga, which is a Friedrich Sefer, that the Ikat Takanas Chazal was stamped to lane in the Inyan Shel Yom. That's the Ikat Takana, that's a Takanas Chachamim that you can change. But exactly which parasha to lane is not Mamish Takana. That's totally in Minig. The The Rambam is mefurish. The Rambam says that the takana was to lay in the parashas Maidos, and Noguam to lay Mashiach. In other words, the minig was the minig changed what the original minig was, what the original takana was, because I say the original takana exactly which parasha didn't have mamash takeif, had the takeif of a minig, and they're allowed to change the minig. And Mestama the same thing with Vayechal. In Masechta Seifim, it records the minig that we do to lay Vayechal by Tanias. Even the Mishnah brings the original takana to lay brachus akolos by Tanias, but for whatever reason, the Chacham decided to change that, and it's not going kineged the takana of a Friedrich of Bezdin that you have to be gadol b'chach of a minyan, because the exact parasha that's not nichol on the takana. The takana is only nyan hashayim. The exact parasha stam is a din of a minig, and they could change the minig. Jesus in brachus and in daf yud ches and in psach and havem lebeis bring also from this thing that he tells, because the Gemara says that you bury a mace without tzitzis. And our minig is to bury mace with tzitzis. So he says, sometimes we do the minig is, I'll pee other svarim, not I'll pee the Gemara. Stami means the same thing, because burying with tzitzis, without tzitzis, is not a takana. It's a minig, so the minig could change. Even if the Gemara stels avek a minig, that minig could change. And sometimes, even if the Gemara doesn't mention the change, we could have other svarim that mention the shinui of the minig, and we'll do the minig like the other svarim. Now, the Gemara goes in, brings the braisa, and goes into all the different kriyas that we have throughout the year, and adding in all the kriyas that we do in chutzlars because of Sveka Diyema, and the minhagim like we discussed. Towards the end of the Braisa, the last thing the Braisa said was, B'yema Kippurim, Kairin Acharemais, like the Mishnah said, U'maftirin Kikayim Aram V'nisa, that the Braisa adds, that Ftarif Yom Kippur, U'vamincha Kairin Barayis, U'maftirin B'yena. The Mishnah didn't mention the kriya of Yom Kippur by Mincha altogether, and the Braisa adds in that there is a kriya satira of Mincha on Yom Kippur, and we read the Parsha Sarayis, and the Maftir is Maftir Yaina. Now she explains the Karim Barayis is because if someone has a Averis of Arayis, it's a very Mitsuya, it's Nafshal Adam Mechamdosav, it's a Teikvai, so it's important to read on Yom Kippur to make sure people do tshuva for the Chayit of Arayis. After from after Yain also talks about tshuva. Rabbi Kivega is interesting. The tshuva Rabbi Kivega declares about what's the pshad in the bechlal, the kriya satira by Mincha on Yom Kippur. We only find two other times that we do a kriya satira by Mincha. We find by Shabbos we do a kriya satira by Mincha, and we find by Taniyos we do a kriya satira by Mincha. But Yom Tov we do not do a kriya satira by Mincha. So Meila Rabbi Kivega declares a shayla. Is the pshat we do a kriya satira by Mincha on Yom Kippurim because Yom Kippurim is more chamer than Yom Tov? The negay kriya satira is a chamer of Shabbos, and memela you do a kriya satira as a kedusha sayyid because it's like Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Or is the pshat you do the kriya satira by Mincha as a din tainis? Yom Kippur is a tainis, and as a din tainis you do a kriya satira by Mincha. And what's an afgemina? It says like this. He says the story happened like this. There was someone who was very sick, who was sick in bed, and he was so sick he couldn't fast on Yom Kippur, and he stayed in bed the whole Yom Kippur. Rishus, he was a very chash of a person, and they made a minyan in his house. They brought a sefer Torah, and they made a minyan in his house. And they wanted to give him aliyah for Shachris, and Rabbi Kivega said, why don't you give him an aliyah Shachris? Because Shachris, even though there's a din, normally by a tainus, if someone's not fasting because he's sick, you do not give him an aliyah. But that's because the whole Kriya Satayr is also Tainus. And he's not being Misanus. He's not Shaykh to the Kriya Satayr. So male the Loch is, he doesn't get an Aliyah because he can't have a Kriya Satayr of a Tainus because he's not fasting, he's not in the Tainus. Mashaykh Yom Kippur, Mavadad, it's a Tainus, it's a Yom Tov. It's as Kedusha Sayyim, it's a Yom Tov, it's Shabbos. Ligari from Yom Tov and Shabbos, which needs a Kriya. So Yom Kippur, there's a Machayev of the Kriya, not also Tainus, also Kedusha Sayyim. So even someone is not fasting, so he, Avada, has the union of Kriya al Sekdusha Sayyai. But that's by Shachris. But by Mincha, Rabbi Kivega was Mesupik. Is the Mincha by Yom Kippur also al Sekdusha Sayyai, just like Shabbos? So Melo, even if he's not fasting, he can get an Aliyah. Or is it Pshat that no, only Shabbos has a Kriya? Betsy Yom Kippur doesn't have a Kriya. So how come there's a Kriya by Mincha? Al Tainus. Because every Tainus is a Kriya by Mincha. If it's al tainus, then you have to be fasting. If you're not fasting, you can't get the aliyah. That's Rabbi Kivega vibes a suffix. He says, Sarachi and Ladina. Rabbi Kivega Simcha of Dalit. that Marcheshes, in Simon Yudalit, he brings down the tshuva. And he says, he thinks it's a machlekes mechaben rama. And shesanta machlekes is a shaila, when you make the bracha of the Torah on Yom Kippur, by mincha, do you make only the three brachas to Magen David? Or do you also say the fourth bracha of al-Torah v'al-Avodah? The Rosh in Shabbos says, you say the bracha of al-Torah v'al-Avodah. And that's how the mechaba paskins. But the Ramah says that Adminig is not to say the bracha of al-Torah v'al-Avodah, not to say the last bracha of the Torah. Time to the Marcheshes. But hopefully, this is what they're arguing in. The mechaba holds the kriya is al-Tzadin of Yom Kippur, al-Sakdush Yom Vim Kippur. So when you have a kriya which is niskan al tzayim, like by Shabbos and Yantif, where you have the aftayr of Shabbos and Yantif, you say al aftayr of al avayda. Now, shenka by tainis, you don't say al aftayr of al avayda, because by tainis, there's no din to make a bracha on the yayim by the aftayr. So the mechabu says you say al aftayr of al avayda. Vaistais is more than the kriya of tainis. Vaistais is a kriya mitzad the kedushas yayim vim kippur. And that's why you say al aftayr of al avayda, to give a bracha mekanish. Yisrael v'yayim ekiburim. Because of the Kedushas Hayayim. Samel the Mechaba holds the Kedushas Hayayim. Mashenka in the Ramah. Ramah holds you don't make the bracha, which is our minik. We don't make the bracha of Atayah v'Lavay, the our minik. Savais dice. The Kriya is the Kriya also Tainis. And like by a Tainis, you don't make a bracha of Atayah v'Lavay. So the Chayyad is Shailah, if he should get an Aliyah, he should be telling Mechalik is Mechaba in the Ramah. And Lefi and Minig, he should not get an Aliyah. So we don't make a bracha al tayr v'lavayda v'aisayis it's a kriya mitzad the tainus. That's tainit the marcheshes. Now he says that the Mordechai b'emes and the Gaius Mordechai, which is the makar, one of the makaris, they don't say al tayr v'lavayda, says it's mafurish. He says because the kriya is not mitzad kedushas yom kippurim, it's a kriya mitzad the tainus, v'harayim, because on Shabbos you don't make a haftarah. On Shabbos you don't make a haftarah by the kriya. So the Kriya Seftaira can't be mitzad the Kedusha Sayyim, because even Shabbos, which is more chomer, you don't make Aftaira. So how could Yom Kippur, which is less Kaddish in Shabbos, get Aftaira? Elamai Aftaira is also Tainus. That's what the Mordechai says. But the Marcheshes says, you medayik in the Mordechai, he says the Aftaira is also Tainus. He doesn't say the Kriya Seftaira is also Tainus. He says the Kriya Seftaira is also Tainus. Could be the Kriya of the Torah. That could be as Kedushas Hayayim like Shabbos. He brings a raya. He says, I'll bring you a raya that the Aftarah can't be as Kedushas Hayayim because even Shabbos doesn't have Aftarah. But the Kriya, you don't have that raya. So Zag the Mecheshes, he thinks it should be told. Even the Fidah Ramah, if the Chayil is a Kayin or a Levi, so you can give him Kayin and Levi because the Kriya Satayah is as Kedushas Hayayim. But if he's a Yisrael, you can't give him Yisrael because Avadi can read the Torah. But he asks, he's going to also have to read the Aftarah. And the Aftarah is not also Kedusha Yayim. The Aftarah is also Tainus. He won't be able to read the Aftarah. That's Tainu the Marcheshes. And he goes right, he says, the Goyin on the Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Agron, he quotes the Mordechai that says that the Kriya of the Torah and the Aftarah is also Tainus, V'harayah, because the Kriya of Shabbos doesn't have Aftarah. It sounds like the Goyin held that since you see this Aftarah, Vaisis is a Kriya of the Tainus, and male the Kriya is also a Kriya of the Tainus. So it sounds like the Goyin held, he says maybe that was his Gerson in the Mordechai, that even the Kriya of the Torah is only also Tainus. So Kumtes, you wouldn't even be able to get Kayin and Levi Lefi the Goyin. But the Tainus, that would only be when Yom Kippur is during the week, if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. So Avada, there isn't in Kriya Mitzad Shabbos. So you get the Aliyah that. So Mela on Shabbos, that's Yom Kippur, he could get Kayin and Levi. Again, he wouldn't be able to get Shlishi because the Aftarah is also Tainus. Rashi also Grada mentions that he's surprised that Bekvega didn't mention this, that if the Chayil is eating Pachas Mikashir, he's still considered fasting when you're in the Tainus. So if he's eating Pachas Mikashir, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Chayil Sheish V'Sakon, if he could, should eat Pachas Mikashir, so maybe he could get an Aliyah. It's very Negei Ledina. If you have a Chayil, I'm only could have even a Chayil that comes to Shul, that Pashit al-Sakani has to drink a little water on Yom Kippur. He drinks an ounce or two of water every 9 minutes, whatever it is. Otherwise, he'll come with day Sakana. The Shailas, could he get Maftar Yayna? Or could he get Kain and Levi on Mincha, Lefi the Gain? The Mecheshes holds that he could, as long as he didn't need a Shia, because he's still called fasting. That's what he says at the end of the Tshuva. The bottom, one more Ara, the Mordechai is not the only time that's given why we don't say Al-Tayr V'al-Aveda. Other Rishayim, which the Pais can bring down, say the time that the reason why we don't say Al-Tayr V'al-Aveda is because the Aveda was already finished Shachris. It comes Mincha, we finished the Aveda already. So really, you can't make a bracha on the Aveda. Yeah, Lefi, those Rishayim, Lefi, the time they gave, it's Mashma, they held that the Kriya wasn't on Satinus. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Kasha B'chlal. And they seem to hold that the Kriya, even the Kriya of the Haftarah, is not Sekdusha Sayyim. That's why they gave another time, why by Mincha, it doesn't pass to say Al-Tayyar V'l-Aveda on the Kriya of Haftarah by Mincha, because the Aveda was already finished Shachris. Kundais the din of the Shmuzer of Kvega, even Lefi, the Ramah, could be telling the Machalik Shishayim, what's the Pshat in the Ramah? What's the Pshat? We don't say Al-Tayyar V'l-Aveda. And a mikveg is suffic is still a suffic ladina. The Braisa goes on, different kriyas for sukkahs, and the Braisa ends that a idna, that we have the yant of sheni lamacha karim vizaisa bracha, that for shemini atzeres, the yant of achron you read kola b'char, and lamacha you read vizaisa bracha. And a shayl is, what's a shaykhis vizaisa bracha, what does it have a shaykhis a shemini atzeres? Now, it's shayach to make a toys and say that the kriya of Zaysa Bracha is not a kriya for Shemini Atzeres Bezunda. Now, we finish the Torah on Shemini Atzeres. Kapanam and Yantav Sheni of Shemini Atzeres of Simchas Torah. Mamela, reading Zaysa Bracha, Pashatim Messiah the Torah. But Avada, that's not richtig. Because there's a Takanis Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Mishnah brings down, that Moshe Rabbeinu says you have to be kari Malachat Vecha Bezmani, you have to be kari Yanish Shalyayin. So Avada, Shemini Atzeres, and even the Yantav Sheni of Shemini Atzeres would have that same Takanas Moshe. You have to read in Yonash Shalyayim. So merely you have to say Vizay Sabrachas in Yonash Shalyayim. Vizay Pashit. Now what's the Shaychas? So the Ran says a Lashon that since it's a Chasim of Kolamaydas, this is a safe Kolamaydas, Chasim of Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu Shabirchas Yisrael. So he finished with the Brach of Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavarach Klal Yisrael. But it doesn't explain so well. What's the shaykh is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevarach klal Yisrael to the seif kol ha'moedes? The Vudram, he says a little bit more. He says, the tam l'parashizu, al shem sheshleim ha'melech b'yuchis Yisrael b'shmini shel chag, shenem ha'vayivarach is kol klal Yisrael, nakach karim b'tshi, sofik shmini ha'bracha shebiruch Moshe es Yisrael. Since you see that shleim ha'melech was mevarach klal Yisrael b'shmini b'chag, vayse shmini b'chag, has a pesach inyan to mevarach klal Yisrael then. So the Melu, we say over the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu is mevarach klal Yisrael. But he still doesn't explain in Gansin why Shemini B'chag, what's the connection Shemini B'chag to the bracha of klal Yisrael. Reshe Chachma, at the end of the Torah in the Hajjan to Dvarim, he says a little bit more. He says the pshat is, the whole inyan of Shemini Atzeres, the Gemara says, is because the 70 parim that we bring on Sukkot is connected to Shivim Umas Ha'olam. And the simcha we make on Sukkot is a universal simcha. It's a simcha together with the Umas Ha'olam. And Memela, by Shemini Atzeres, there, it's a mashal to the Melech that says, we had enough simcha with everyone else, and say, Lisu the Ketana, that me and you should mismech together, just call yourself with the Eibishter. So Memela, that's the inyan of Shemini Atzeres, the special relationship that Klal Yisrael has with the Eivishta, Bezunda, Miyuchid, just Klal Yisrael and the Eivishta. So that's the Vizaysa Bracha, the Av Chayiv Vavamim, the Kol Kadoshiv Biyadecha, the Tzayit Sivalon Umayshim, Rosh Akilas Yaakov, Shrech Yisrael Michamecha. It talks about the Bezunda kind of Klal Yisrael. And that's how it explains also the Haftarah that the Gemara says, that the Haftarah Vayamet Shloimai, which the Ran also says, the reason is because the Tefillah for Klal Yisrael. And the Meshech Chachma points out that it mentions specifically the special relationship that Hashem has to Klal Yisrael. I think that's a pshat in the Ran, that the chsim of the Mayidus is a pshat, that the Mayidus, the safe kol Mayidus is, the Mayidus are the relationship that Klal Yisrael have with Hashem. The Sameach Lefnei Hashem, they go to be Oyle Regal, Liris V'Leirois, to go and be together with Hashem, and the Sameach Lefnei Hashem, L'kecha, to rejoice and celebrate with Hashem. So at the end of the entire celebration, you reach the peak of the celebration. You see that Shleim HaMelech was Mevarech Klal Yisrael. That's what Klal Yisrael is the most chaviv before Hashem. So that's a pshat. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Shalakim, Lefnei Moshe, after being man of Klal Yisrael, his whole life, he was aimed on the yichud of Klal Yisrael. That's the Shaychus, the Mezayis Habracha, the Shemini Atzeres. All that's nichel in the Ran. That's a safe kol ha'moedes, a melu messiah with the tefillah, with the bracha that the bracha to Klal Yisrael. And after the Gemara says the after is vayamet shleimit, and Tosa says yesh mekayim b'shneigam lahafter v'hiachem meis meisha. Tosa says it wasn't a smasher completely b'zman of Tosa. He just means from yesh mekayimis, and he says it's a shibush because the Gemara says vayamet shleimit, and he says he brings down yeshayim that Rav Haigayim was masakin it, And he says, but he doesn't know the svara why he was mishanah to say there ashas. And like we already spoke, it wasn't bothering him. How was he allowed to be mishanah to say there ashas? Now we have these things, like we said before, minhagim, and you could be mishanah them. But the shaila was, why did he change it? Why wouldn't v'yamet shleima be a much better after than v'hi achri meis meisha? It's much more pasuk for shmini atzeres zimkas teira than v'hi achri meis meisha. The Rosh and the Ran seem to have had a girsa in the Yishalmi that has an option of this, either v'yamet shleima or v'hi achri meis meisha. We don't have it in our Yishalmi. And the Ran explains, it's mashman the Ran that it's not because it has a shaychas be'etzim to the yom, but as a shaychus to the kriya. The Balta kriya was a kriya of Mises Meisha. So mele we do a kriya of the Achri Meis Meisha, that after Mises Meisha, there's Yeshua. The Meshech Chachman that we spoke about says a different shat, and he also explains why the Mishan to say there are shas. He says the Mishnah was from Arava, who was an Eretz Yisrael, which finished the Torah every 3 years. So Simchas Torah was not a time where they finished the Torah altogether. It was Eretz Yisrael and Elain, it's not because it was part of the Seder Ayin. So Mele, if you're laying Vizayisa Bracha Stam because it's part of a Seder Ayim, but you're not doing a Siyam of the Torah then. So then, like he says, Vibalt, the Ik of Vizayisa Bracha as a Seder Ayim is because of the special relationship the Klai Yisrael has with Eivishta, and that's Bezunda Feshmini Atzeres for the Seif Kolamayidis. So Vayamit Shleim also talks about that special relationship. But since we do finish the Torah every year, and the Siyam HaTorah takes place in Simchas Torah, Agav, the Levush is bothered. Why does the Siyam HaTorah take place Bezunda and Simchas Torah? Bezunda and Shmini Atzeres, they should decide to finish the Torah. Why not in Rosh Hashanah? So, Kuriyankov, among other things that he says this thing, about Shmini Atzeres is a time when the Eibush is Mesamech B'yichud with Klal Yisrael, the Aniva Atta, like we spoke about. So that's the passing of time to have the Simchas HaTorah. Because through the Simchas HaTorah, that's Gufa Hel, the Eibush is Mesamech together with Klal Yisrael. Al-Yidei the Torah. You must yishtel tzu, the Simchas HaTorah, to the Simcha of the Eivish Den Klal Yisroel. Kopanim, the Meshech Chachma says, about we do the Siyam HaTorah on Shmini Atzeres, so Mela, the Haftorah is Bezunda Negei to the Siyam HaTorah, because the instructions that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem gave to Yeshua, right after Moshe Rabbeinu died, was that you have to keep all the Torah that I gave to Moshe. And that shtel zvek, the chashivas of Torah, and that shtel zvek, how the Torah is the final word, the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the final word, there's nothing more coming afterwards, that even Moshe Rabbeinu's successor Yeshua was instructed that everything you have to... The Yom HaShefer Torah Zemipicha, the Yisra B'Yayim V'Layla, L'man Taskel Svarecha, L'man Tasliach HaSachecha, that all your Hatzlacha comes just from keeping this Torah. And that's Bezun the Shach to the Siyam HaTorah. Well, that's why we Mishana, because when it's not the Siyam HaTorah, so Vahir Achem Ismesha doesn't have such a Shachas to the Kriya. Mashenkin, once it's the Siyam HaTorah, so then the Vahir Achem Ismesha is very Shaykh. Bemison, you could say even a little bit more Pashit, like the Ran, that says that the Shaykhis is because we speak about the Mises Mesha and the Kriya, so we mainly want to speak about the Mises Mesha and the Haftorah. So it could be the Maravah, they didn't say Vizayis HaBracha till the end. They only laned the five aliyahs of Vizayis HaBracha for the Bracha. But the part about Mises Moshe didn't lane, so Mela wasn't Shaykh B'chol after the Echirim Mises Moshe. Now, in the Gainim's time, when they made the Siyam HaTorah and Simchas Torah, well, they laned the entire Parsha, so then the after the Echirim Mises Moshe is Bezun the Shaykh to the end of the Parsha, which talks about Mises Moshe. The Gemara goes on with the other Kriyas and Aftaris, with the Kriya of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos and the Haftarah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach and Sukkos, the Kriya of Chanukah and the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah. And then the Gemara says that on Rosh Chodesh you say Rosh HaChechel, like the Mishnah says, and on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh the Haftarah is V'hayim Midei Chodesh B'Chodshei. And then the Gemara fears ice, if it's Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, the Shabbos before that, the Haftarah is V'yayim L'yayinus and Machar Chodesh. So there's an Haftarah called Machar Chodesh that said on the Shabbos if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Meiri says that the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh is an exception. It's the one exception to the rule. The rule is that the Haftarah has a Shaychus to the Kriya. The rule is that the Haftarah always has a Shaychus to the Kriya that it's coming from. Every Haftarah is that way, with the exception of Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. The Haftarah of Melech HaChodesh has no shaychus to the Kriya, but the reason why we do the Haftarah of Melech HaChodesh is that it's a achrozes to announce that Rosh Chodesh is coming up, that Rosh Chodesh is coming up the next day. Kumi was a bezundur takana. They didn't have printed calendars. It would be very hard for people to keep cheshbon exactly when Rosh Chodesh is halkapanim. When Rosh Chodesh is the next day, they made that the Haftarah of Melech HaChodesh, they could keep cheshbon when Rosh Chodesh is. The Meiri says it's an exception. The emphasis is a kolboy. Kolboy brings a machlekes. It's also in the Sefer Abat in this machlekes. There were some Rishonim that held that what's the pshat that Yilei Melech HaChodesh is not the kasha that the kolboy says. It's not main a kriya, and it's also not main a ma'ira. It's the Haftarah of Melech HaChodesh has nothing to do with the kriya satari that you said, and it also has nothing to do with the day. The day is not Rosh Chodesh. The day is Shabbos. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. So how is it shaykh to have Haftarah that's not main a kriya, it's not main the ma'ira? They say that the Gemara means Chalias Becha B'Shabbos Me'esmo means Dafka when Rosh Chodesh is both Shabbos and Sunday. So Me'ela, Chalias Becha B'Shabbos means that the Aleph of Chodesh was Sunday. So Me'ela, the Shabbos, you don't lay in a Shemayim Kisi, lay Macha Chodesh. Mashaykein, when Rosh Chodesh is only Sunday, or it's Sunday and Monday, then you don't lay Macha Chodesh. Because how could you have Haftarah which is not in the Kriya, it's not main a ma'ira? The all the Rishonim argue, the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say that any time Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yilei Melech HaChodesh. So, I just like the Meiri, that they made an exception Zunda for Melech HaChodesh in order that people should know that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Now, Taisus and also the Marichai asked the Kasha, what's the pshat that you don't say Melech HaChodesh when Shkolim comes out on Friday, or when Parshas HaChodesh comes out? I mean, not on Friday. When let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Sunday, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Sunday, so Parshas Shkolim is the day before Rosh Chodesh Adar, why don't you lay Melech HaChodesh then? Or when Parshas HaChodesh is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, why don't you lay Melech HaChodesh then? Zayfek Taisus and the Mordechai. And they answer because the Haftarah that we do lay on Shkolim and Chodesh also is an announcement that Rosh Chodesh is coming. You're laning about the Shkolim, so people will see that Rosh Chodesh is coming. People will see that Rosh Chodesh is coming that week. And who would then, by Parshas HaChodesh, laning about the Chodesh, people are going to see that Rosh Chodesh is coming that week. So you have the Kiyum of the Achraza. Rosh Chodesh is a Kasha on Taisus. Taisus asks a Kasha, why don't we lay Melech HaChodesh by Shkolim? Taisus says, Nemzam for Pshitas, that if you have a choice between the Haftarah of the Parshas Shkolim or the Haftarah of Melech HaChodesh, Batsim Haftarah of Melech HaChodesh should win. Novas then, it's only because Bashkolim also you have the same chuvin as Melech HaChodesh, you're also going to be announcing that it's Rosh Chodesh coming up. Vektim Hashor, why should Taisus assume that way? And if you're going to assume that Melech HaChodesh has precedence, so why shouldn't you assume that Rosh Chodesh also has precedence? And ask the same kasha that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, you should lay in a Shemayim Kisi instead of the Haftarah for Shkolim. And when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, you should lay in a Shemayim Kisi instead of the Haftarah for Parshas HaChodesh. Since you see when Rosh Chodesh Adar itself comes out on Shabbos, you don't lay in the regular Haftarah for Shkodesh, you lay in the Haftarah for Parshas Shkolim. And when Shkodesh Nisan itself comes out on Shabbos, you don't lay in the regular Haftarah for Shkodesh, you lay in the Haftarah for Parshas HaChodesh. So why shouldn't it be the same din when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Sunday, that the Shabbos before you lay in the Haftarah of Parshas Shkolim, not Melech HaChodesh, or when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Sunday, that the Shabbos before you lay in the Haftarah of Parshas Shkolim, not Melech HaChodesh? Why is Taisus more bothered with Melech HaChodesh than with Rosh Chodesh? So the Mashah says, because we have this exception that Melech HaChodesh has nothing to do with the Kriya, and still we lay in it, Vais Tais, Melech HaChodesh supersedes the Indian of laying something which has a shaykhus to the Kriya or shaykhus to the Yom. So I bezai, it should supersede Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Chodesh also. The Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, we don't have shaykhus to the Kriya. Has shaykhus to the Yom Nishal Yom. It's Rosh Chodesh today. You read it from Rosh Chodesh. So you don't see that it takes any precedence if it's also Parshas Shkolim and you read the Parshas of Shkolim, or if it's Parshas Chodesh and you read the Parshas of Chodesh. So forget, the Shkolim and Chodesh take precedence. Mashayge Melech HaChodesh, we're there, like we said, B'Shein the Meiri. There's nothing to do with the Kriya. There's nothing to do with Meina Ma'ira. It's an exception. And the reason is because Chazal wanted Achroz that Rosh Chodesh is coming up. And Memela, they said that the Yilein Haftar, even though there's no Shachas, the decree in the Main Ma'ira, so that should apply to Parshish Galm and Parshish Chodesh also. There's no bezunder takana to lay in the after that the takana of Shkolim and Chaydish is to lay in the Kriya. The after is only because it's main the Kriya. But if Macha Chaydish, you don't do main the Kriya, so here also you shouldn't do main the Kriya. And that the Teretz says that the same Mechuvin you have from Macha Chaydish, you'll have from the Parish of Shkolim, and from the Parish of Chaydish, you'll have in both. The Rosh is Mavur that he held, not like what we're saying, but he held, even though he held that you always do Macha Chaydish, he held that Macha Chaydish is Mein HaMa'ira. The Rosh wanted to bring a raya that sometimes you could lay Naftar Mein HaMa'ira even when it's not Mein HaKriya. Because that's how we learned up the Aftar by Simchas Torah. The Gemara is Aftar of Vayamet Shlomai, which he says is not Mein HaKriya of Azai Sabracha, but it's the Mein HaMa'ira of Shemini Atzeres. So he says, Vay says you could lay Aftar, that's Mein HaMa'ira, even though it's not Mein the Kriya. And it means the Raya for Macha Chaydish. Macha Chaydish has nothing to do with the Kriya. But the reason why we're laying it is because it's Mein HaMa'ira. So the Rosh doesn't hold like the Meiri. He doesn't hold that you're laying Chaydish as an exception, even though it has no Shaychus to not the Kriya or not the Yayim. It's Tam a new Din Aftar, they do it Al Tzachraza. And like we said, Taiz HaMarcha also holds that way. See from the Kasha that it should take precedence to Parashat Shkolim and Chaydish. No, he holds it is called Mein HaMa'ira. Vaisis, he holds that today, the day of Shabbos, is a day called Erev Shchedesh. And Erev Shchedesh is a Ma'ira. It's an Erev Shchedesh day. Not pshat that we're learning that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. We're learning that today is Erev Shchedesh. Erev Shchedesh alone has a Chashivas. And you learn Macha Chodesh as a Chashivas of Erev Shchedesh. So it's called Mein HaMa'ira, and from there the Rosh brings a Raya that you can lay Mein HaMa'ira even though it's not Mein HaKriya. So come this to Rishit this. We have the Parsha Rishita that it's the Miri, that it's not Mein HaMa'ira altogether. It's not Mein HaKriya, it's not Mein HaMa'ira, but we lay it anyway. It's a Bezunda Takana Al Tzachraza. We have the Kolbe that says that there's no such thing. You can't lay Naftar, which is not Mein HaKriya, not Mein HaMa'ira. So he says they only lay Macha Chodesh when it's also Rosh Chodesh, and then it's Mein HaMa'ira. And Mein HaKriya, because we do the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. And we have the Rosh, that the Rosh holds that Macha Chodesh is called Mein HaMa'ira. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh, is called Mein HaMa'ira, and mainly you could lay Mein HaMa'ira even though it's not Mein HaKriya. Then the Gemara goes Vaitam, discussing the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh of Shechalias B'Shabbos, and also the Kriya of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh of Shechalias B'Shabbos, Meftirim Chodshechem Meidechem Son HaNafshi, Oyelai L'Teirich. Rosh Chodesh of that's Chal on Shabbos, the Aftarah is Chodshechem Meidechem Son HaNafshi, which is in the Aftarah of what we call Chazayin. Shabbos Chazayin, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, because we lay in Chazayin Yeshaya. This Pasuk, Chodshechem Meidechem Son HaNafshi, is in that Parsha. In other words, you lay in that whole Parsha, Chazayin Yeshaya, the first parak in Yeshaya. Now, Agamara doesn't discuss anything on any other Haftarah which is done because of Tisha B'Av. Only the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh of Shechalias B'Shabbos. The Rishonim will bring the Psikta, which is our minig, well known, that we have Gimel de Peranusa and Shev de Nechemta, and then the Psikta says Tarti de Tiyufta. The Psikta says that we lay in the Haftarah for the Shabbos of the week, you do that the entire year until Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Starting Shiva Asa B'Tamas, then we don't lay in the Haftarah that's negated to the Parsha. Instead, we lay in three Haftarahs that are telling you about the Peronius that Klal Yisrael, that was Misnaba and Klal Yisrael. Seven Haftarahs of the Nechamis that are Misnaba and Klal Yisrael. And then two Haftarahs of Tshuva. Now, the Psikta clearly says that the Haftarah of Chazayin Yeshaya, which is this same Haftarah of Chodshechem Nechem Son HaNafshi, is said on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. When Rosh Chodesh Av is Chalias B'Shabbos, there's still going to be one more Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. So there's clearly a machloikis, the Gemara in the Psikta, the Gemara says to say Chazayin Yeshaya on the Shabbos of that Rosh Chodesh Av is Chal, which is two Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And in other years, where let's say Rosh Chodesh Av is B'chal Nachal on the Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't say any different Haftarahs to say. Now, Shengi in the Psikta says clearly that Aftarah's Chazayin is said before Tisha B'Av. So, on a year, that Rosh Chodesh Av is not Chal B'Shabbos, there we say the Gilma Pernusa, and we say this Haftarah, the Haftarah of Chazayin Yishayah, which the Gemara calls Chachem Umaydechem Son and Nafshi, we say that Haftarah on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. But there's a big machlokes Rishonim, which Haftarah do you say on Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalis B'Shabbos? Like Taisa explains, Am Minig is like the Psikta, Am Minig is not like Agamar. Taisa has two possible reasons for it. One is Stam, we could go like the Psikta, not like the Gemara. And these in Yonim, we don't necessarily do like the Gemara, we could do like the Svarim Chitzayim. Like by Tiny Ace, where the Mishnah says you do the Brach Tzokolos, and we do Vayechal, and we spoke earlier according to Sam Rishayim, and that's Aminig on Simchas Torah, the Haftarah is different than the Gemara. That's one Mahalach. The second Mahalach Taisa says that it's totally in a Machlekes, which is in Masechtas Tainis, which when does the Avelus of Tisha B'Av start? There's a man, the Omer Avelus of Tisha B'Av starts on Rosh Chodesh Av. There's a man, the Omer Avelus of Tisha B'Av starts on the Shavuos Shechal by Tisha B'Av. We paskin that the Avelus starts on the Shavuos Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Yeah, there's a minig that we're Noyeg Avelus earlier, but that's not Medina. Medina, we paskin that it's Shavuos Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Taisa says, so that the Gemara says, that you say, the Avtair, of Chachechem Nechem Son Nafshi Avtair of Chazayin, on Rosh Chodesh, of Shchalis B'Shabbos, that Gemara held like the man Liomet, the Avelus of Tisha B'Av is Chal already from Rosh Chodesh. Mashenka, we hold that it's Chal from the Shuah Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. We have to look at the Psikta to say the Avtair of Chazayin Nishayah, when the Avelus is Chal, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, by the Shuah Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. Al Kaponim, that's when the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, we say Chazayin Nishayah. And like we said, in the years that Rosh Chodesh of is not Chal B'Shabbos, you say the other two Avtairs, the Pernusa, the first two Prakim of Yirmiyah, and Shimud Dvar Hashem, is said on the first two Shabbosses of Pernusa. The Shaila is, what's the din by us when a Shchedesh of Eschali is B'Shabbos? Do we say the second after of the Pernusa, Shimud Dvar Hashem? Or do we say a Shemayim Kisi? That's a big Machalikis Rishayim. This is here, and the Rosh and the Mordechai all say we say Shimud Dvar Hashem. We do not say a Shemayim Kisi. Taizim Sochem, however, at least to Agirs of Taizim Sochem, says that we say Hashemayim Kisi on Rosh Chodesh of Shechalis B'Shabbos. And the Rishayim is a big machloikis in the Rishayim. There's a similar Shaila, and a machloikis apaiskim, what's the din when Rosh Chodesh El is Chal B'Shabbos? When Rosh Chodesh El is Chal B'Shabbos, it's in the middle of Shevet Nechemta. So also, some Rishayim hold that the Shevet Nechemta, they're cast in stone. You always say them no matter what, and if Rosh Chodesh El is Chalias B'Shabbos, we say the Haftarah of Aniyah Seira and do not say the Haftarah of Shemayim Kisi. Hashengit, other Rishayim hold, no. You have to say the Haftarah of Shemayim Kisi. That's Medina the Gemara. Hashemayim Kisi is in the Gemara, Klar, is the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh Shemayim Kisi. That takes precedence over the din of Shevet and Nechemta, which is only in the Psikta. So that's a Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Then when Rosh Chodesh El is Chalias B'Shabbos, the Mechaber paskins that we say the Shiva de Nechemta. We never mafsik, not in the Gimel de Pernusa, not in the Shiva de Nechemta. The Mechaber Shita is the Psikta completely overrides the Gemara. And since Lefida Psikta, this Gimel de Pernusa, Shiva de Nechemta, we never switch from that. Even if it's Rosh Chodesh, we go on and do the Shiva, the Gimel de Pernusa, and the Shiva de Nechemta. Lefida Mechaber, it's Pashit that Hu Adin. When Rosh Chodesh of Eschalis B'Shabbos, we do not say a Shemayim Kisi, the regular Haftar of Rosh Chodesh. We say instead, the Haftar of Shimud Dvar Hashem, the Haftar of the Gimel de Pernusa. That's the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah says like this, Legabi Rosh Chodesh El Shechalis B'Shabbos. The Ramah says we say a Shemayim Kisi. We matcha the Shiva de Pernusa, Shiva de Nechemusa, instead we do the Haftar of Rosh Chodesh a Shemayim Kisi. But in regard to the Haftar of Shechalis B'Shabbos. In regard to the Haftarah of Shechalis of Shechalis B'Shabbos, there the Ramah brings the Machlekes. He brings both days. He brings the day of our Taisus and the Rosh and the Mordechai that says that you do Shimud Dvar Hashem. You do not do a Shemayim Kisi. And he brings the day of Taizim Sachem, which says that you do a Shemayim Kisi, the regular Haftarah of Shechalis. And the Ramah says, and this is in Siman Tov Chaf Hei, Sef Aleph, that the Ikur is like that Shemayim Kisi, the Torah of Rosh Chodesh, b'makom she'eminig. And it brings that from the Chumash Hadeshet. So the Shaila is, the Ramah is not being consistent. The Mechab is very consistent. You always do the Gimel, the Pernusa, Shiva, the Nechusa, even if it's Rosh Chodesh. Gevaldik. But the Ramah, b'negei to Rosh Chodesh, el l'shechalis b'Shabbos, he says you do the haftar of Rosh Chodesh. So how come b'negei to Rosh Chodesh of shechalis b'Shabbos, there he brings 2 days. Ein echinami paskins to do the haftar of Rosh Chodesh u'makim she'ein minig, but there al-kaponim he brings 2 days. What's the chilek? Rabbi Agra says the gevaldige shtickle type to explain it. He said, by Rosh Chodesh el shechalis b'Shabbos, the Gemara never says that the haftarah by Rosh Chodesh el shechalis b'Shabbos should be nitcha. There's no remiss to the Gemara to any such tchia. So, Melu, we have to do like the din of the Gemara. Masha'en kain, by Rosh Chodesh of shechalis b'Shabbos, the Gemara itself says that the regular haftarah of Rosh Chodesh of a Shemayim Kisi is nitcha. It's nitcha nei the haftarah of Chachaychem Adeichem son of Nafshi. So we don't do the haftarah of Chachaychem Adeichem son of Nafshi like the Gemara, because our minig al pi de psikta is that we do Chazayin Yeshaya the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. So we don't do Chazayin Yeshaya in the Shabbos of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Shchalis B'Shabbos. That's not the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. In that prat, we're going to do like the psikta. But in the Etzim Shaila, should you be matcha the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh in order to have haftarah, which is me'inyan, the peronius of Av, which is me'inyan, the avelus of Av, the negay of that, that's what the Gemara held to do. The Gemara God had its haftarah, what you do, the haftarah of Chazay Nishaya, which, because the Gemara didn't do that haftarah before Tisha B'Av. We do that haftarah before Tisha B'Av. So, Mela, we have a different haftarah of peronius. But the negay, whether the haftarah of peronius on Rosh Chodesh of Shchalim Spishamas is matcha the haftarah of Shemayim Kisi, there, the Gemara Gufa says it is. The Gemara Gufa says that the haftarah of Chachayach Menechem son of Nafshi is matcha the regular haftarah of Shemayim Kisi. So, Mamel, who in the haftarah of Shem Udvar Hashem is matcha the haftarah of Shemayim Kisi? That's the pshat in the Shita that's Mechalik, that says that Rosh Chodesh El Shechalias B'Shabbos, that we do the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, Shemayim Kisi, not a Niyasaira, not the one in the Shev and the Nechemasa. Because there we have no precedent in the Gemara of Din in the Gemara to be matcha the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. We can't be matcha the Din in the Gemara of Rosh Chodesh because of the Shev and the Nechemusa of the Psikta. She'en kein Rosh Chodesh of, where the Gemara itself was matcha the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh because of a peronistic haftarah, Chachayachem Dechem son of Nafshi, Chazayin Yeshaya. So we also have a right to be matcha the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, Shemayim Kisi, because of a peronistic haftarah, Shem Udvar Hashem. Zog the Gain, what's the pshan in the other Mandiyama? What's the pshan that Mandiyama that insists to lay in a Shemayim Kisi on the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Shchalis B'Shabbos? Aye, the Gemara says he matcha the Rosh Chodesh of because of Peronius. So why not be matcha b'mnei Shem Udvar Hashem? Why lay in a Shemayim Kisi? It's not like the Gemara either. The Gemara says to do Chachayachem Nechem son of Nafshi, and the Psikta says to do Shem Udvar Hashem. Why are you doing a Shemayim Kisi? Zok the Gain, because that man the Yomah holds like the second Teretz of Tosis. That man the Yomah holds the reason why we don't do Chazayin Yeshaya on Rosh Chodesh of Shchalis B'Shabbos is because we don't start the Avelus that. The Gemara was going that the man the Yomah in Tainus, the Avelus starts on Rosh Chodesh of Shchalis B'Shabbos, it starts on Rosh Chodesh. The Avelus of Tisha B'Av starts on Rosh Chodesh. So, since the Avelus started, that's why we do the Haftarah of Chachayim Dechem Son of Nafshi. But we pass again that the Avelus started by Shavu Shechal by Tisha B'Av. So, that's why we do the haftarah of Chazayin Yeshaya of Chachayim Dechem son of Nafshi on the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av when the Avelus starts. And the Psikta Grada says even before the Avelus starts, we do 2 Peronius, we do 3 Peronius before Tisha B'Av, 2 of them even before the Avelus starts. So that's the same like the Shevet and the Chemta. We have a conflict. The Psikta told us haftarahs of Peronusa, but we have a Dina de Gemara do haftarah of Shkaidish. The din of the Gemara takes precedence over the din of the Psikta, just like we hold the din of the Gemara by Rosh Chodesh El to do a Shemayim Kisi takes precedence over the Haftarah of Shevet and Nechemta. You have no raya because the Gemara was matched. The Gemara l'shitasa. The Gemara holds the Avela started already. You do Chazayin Yeshaya. If the Avela started already, do Chazayin Yeshaya. That's matched Rosh Chodesh. But we who don't hold the Avela started already, we do a Shemayim Kisi because we have to do the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh as din of the Gemara. That's a shtickle tire of the Gain. Gain Lamaisa Paskins that we don't do Shemayim Kisi, we do Shem Udvar Hashem on Rosh Chodesh of Shchalis B'Shabbos, like the Psikta, like what it says in our Taisis here, and the Rosh and the Mordechai, and he says that Taisim Sachem is a Tais Sefer, because Taisim Sachem says that we do a Shemayim Kisi, I'll pee the Psikta, and the Psikta says we do Shem, Taisis is a Tais Sefer, the Shum is a Desh and the Mashah, Miyash of the Taisis, the way we have it, but the Gain held it was a Deichik. The Rigayin essentially holds that there is no such shita that does a Shemayim Kisi. But he does explain, up either Ramah, that the shita that says a Shemayim Kisi is because the whole reason why the Gemara is matchit is because the Gemara held the Avelis started, like the second Teretz of Taisus, and we held the Avelis didn't start. Now, one interesting aura, there's a Maril in Shuvas Maril Simen Yud Zayin. He also says to do Shim Udvar Hashem, like the Gain's Maskana. And he also says that Cheshbin, that since you see already that the Gemara was matcha after v'shchedish for Chashaychem, Medechem, Son, and Nafshi, af onu we should be matcha the haftarah of v'shchedish v'shim udvar Hashem. Why should we do a Shemayim Kisi? It's not like the Gemara, it's not like the Psikta. Now he has one hour on this. It says the Gemara B'davka quoted the Pasuk in the haftarah Chashaychem, Medechem, Son, and Nafshi. It didn't say the haftarah of Chazayin Yeshaya or any other psukim in the haftarah. It B'davka says Shechad Sheikh Medechem Son and Nafshi. I didn't say that pasuk. L'chayr wanted to be meramiz that we're not being totally being matchil haftarah v'shchedish, even though we're saying haftarah it's negated to Tisha B'Av. But we're also mentioning the inyan of v'shchedish in the haftarah. We're mentioning Chad Sheikh Medechem Son and Nafshi. Chad Sheikh. We're mentioning v'shchedish. So Mela, where do you see then that you could be matchil after v'shchedish for after, which bechlal is mentioned in the v'shchedish? Especially if you're not like the mechaber's mahalach, that you always do like the psik, and not like the gemara. Period. That was not shver at all. But if you're going to say that v'shchedish el shechalias b'shabbos, we do a shemayim kisi. We don't be matchil dina the gemara of after v'shchedish because of the psikta. But v'shchedish av. There we are, matchit. Why? Because the Gemara itself was matchit after v'shchedish to say after that's relevant to Tisha B'Av. So we too do that. But the question is, when the Gemara did it for Chazayin Yeshaya, which has in it Chad Sheichem Nechem Son and Nafshi. And that's why the Gemara said that pasuk, to tell you that we are saying that after which has something about v'shchedish in it. So mehechet heisa we can be matchit for after which doesn't have anything about v'shchedish. And the Maril answers that in the Haftarah of Shimud Vayar Hashem, the second one of the Puranis, the Haftarah that we say on the Rosh Chodesh Erev Shechalias B'Shabbos, if we don't say a Shemayim Kisu, it says the words B'chadasha Yimsa Anuha. It's talking about that the enemies of Klal Yisrael will Chalila get Klal Yisrael, B'chadasha Yimsuha, in its month they'll find her. And the drasha is b'chadasha means in the chaydish av. So we're mentioning inyan of chaydish. We're mentioning inyan of chaydish av. That also is an inyan of rish chaydish. That also has a b'shaychus to rish chaydish. So Meil Shimu also has the same maila of b'chadshechem adechem son and nafshi. Class over b'kitzer, we have the sheet of the mechaber, which is from Avudaram, which holds that we never mafsik, not in the gimel de pernusa, not in the shevet and chamasa. The psikta takes precedence over the Gemara, and that's what we do, period, even if it's Rosh Chodesh. We have the sheet of the Ramah, which is from other Rishayim, that Rosh Chodesh El Shechalis B'Shamis with after Shemayim Kisi, because since that's Dina the Gemara, we have to do that, and that overrides the psikta. So, Ay, what about Rosh Chodesh of Shechalis B'Shamis? There's a tzad to say there also is an override, and that's what we have in Taizim Sachem. That's Ramah Paskin's. If there's no minig, what to do, that you do a Shemayim Kisi. But we have it sad that no, just like the Gemara itself overrided the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh of favor of Haftarah of Puranias, so we could also do that. Or like the Gayin says, maybe the Gemara only is Lashitase that held that the Avela starts Rosh Chodesh like that Man Diomer, and we all like the other Man Diomer that the Avela starts with Ashur Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, and mele we have no Makar to override it. Just one more Ara. Lefiwa was saying, the Ramah seems to hold that the Din of the Gemara always takes precedence over the Psikta. Except, of course, in which Haftarah to lane about the Peranusa, where there the Gemara had Chazayin Yeshaya in Rosh Chodesh of Shechalis B'Shamis, and we have Chazayin Yeshaya before Tisha B'Av. As far as whether to lane Peranusa or Nechemusa, or to lane Rosh Chodesh, the Din of the Gemara takes precedence. So the Shaila is, so why the Ramah Paskin by Machar Chodesh? Well, let's say Rosh Chodesh El comes out on a Sunday. The Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh El, when Rosh Chodesh El comes out on a Sunday, there are more passages we don't say Machar Chodesh. And the Dayak Yomayisha explains. Because when it's Rosh Chodesh and you're saying Hashemayim Kisi also talks about the Nechamas of Yishalayim. It says, that Simcha was Yishalayim, the Gilubah Kalei Aveh, Sisu Yitam Masayis Kalei Masabu Malayel, tremendous Haftaris of Nevuas of Tanchumim. So even though it's not officially part of the Sheved and the Chamusa, but it happens to have some Nechamusa. So you can chaper on both. You lay in the Haftarah v'Shchedesh because it also has some Nechamus in it. Shekei Macha Chedesh has absolutely no Nevuas of Nechamus, so that we don't do. So the Shaila is, so why don't you say the same Cheshbin Legabe Rosh Chedesh of Shechalias B'Shabbos? Rosh Chedesh of Shechalias B'Shabbos, where the Ramah himself says when there's no minig, you should say a Shemayim Kisi, but where's the Peronius in a Shemayim Kisi? We don't say Macha Chedesh, even though Macha Chedesh is Din in the Gemara. But since there's no Nechamas in Macha Chedesh, we don't do Din in the Gemara when there's no Nechamas at all. So what about a Shemayim Kisi? So I think the Teretz is Pashit, and the Shemayim Kisi says both. It says Peronius also. It says that Gamni Efcha B'Saleim U'Groysim Avi Lahem, that I'll bring Peronius on the Risham of Klal Yisrael. So Mela, the Shaila, if you have Aftoya which has no Shaychas to Nechamas, or no Shaychas to Peronius, even though it's Dini the Gemara, Vaisis that doesn't take precedence. Vaisis then the Psikta takes precedence. The Shaila we have here is, when we have Aftoya, which is the Ikar Aftoya is not from the Gimel Peronusa or the Shivan and Nechemta, but it happens to have a Shaychas to it. There, Abba says, no, we have to go with the Gimel to Peronusa and Shivan and Nechemta that says in the Psikta, even though it's Rosh Chedesh, and there is another Aftarah to Lain, but we go with the Psikta, and the Psikta's Aftarah's period. And the Ramah says, as long as the Aftarah happens to also have a Shaychas to the Shiva de Nechemta or the Gimel de Pranusa, so then we'll go with the Dini de Gemara, unless, like we said, Rosh Chedesh of could be the Dini de Gemara itself allows you to switch it to the Gimel de Pranusa. If it has no Shaychas to the Shiva de Nechemta, like Macha Chedesh, even though it's Dini de Gemara, then it doesn't take precedence. That's the Chayyur Pshat.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.